Deputy Treasury Sisian further Iran oil sanctions, we've gone after Iran, including on oil. By Ian Hanchett on October 28, 2023. On Friday's broadcast of CNN This Morning, Deputy Treasury Secretary Walid Yemal responded to questions on expanding oil sanctions on Iran by stating that he won't preview actions and we've put in place more than 300 sanctions against Iran, including petrochemical sanctions. Co-host Phil Mattingly asked, today's list of sanctioned individuals includes a Hamas official that's a direct connect in Iran, as well as some IRGC officials as well. The U.S. has had strikes, military strikes tied to IRGC officials and proxies. At what point will the U.S. consider expanding oil export sanctions on the country of Iran? Adeyemo answered, it's important to recognize that, over the course of this year, we've put in place more than 300 sanctions against Iran, including petrochemical sanctions. We're going to continue to use our sanctions authorities to go after Iran's destabilizing activity in the region, including the actions that we took today. Mattingly then asked, so, should we consider oil export sanctions or an expansion of them on the table right now? Adeyemo responded, so, we're going to continue to take the actions that we've taken over the course of this year to hold Iran accountable for the actions they're taking to destabilize the region. I'm not going to preview sanction actions. But what you've seen to date is that we've been willing to go after the actions that Iran is taking to destabilize the region. And today's actions against Hamas include connections to Iran. And what I can tell you, Phil, is that we're going to continue to take actions to make sure that Hamas no longer has access to the financing it needs to pay its fighters and to destabilize the region and to take the actions that it's taken in Israel. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.